Anything else relating to New Orleans life that you thought after we talked on Monday that you'd like to have said?
No, it's been a pleasure to help you.
It certainly has been a pleasure for me.
You've caught downtown and uptown New Orleans, I suppose.
What's the difference between downtown and uptown? Something Mr. mentioned, but it wasn't on tape, so if you could tell me that on tape, I'd appreciate it.
Canal Street is a dividing line, more or less. Everything that is, if you're way uptown and you say downtown, that can mean anything further down. But generally, in New Orleans, downtown means the area below Canal Street, and uptown means the area above Canal Street, up and lower on the river, direction of the river. And uptown is generally the Anglo-Saxon, more American area of New Orleans, and downtown is generally the very essential part of New Orleans. The soul of old New Orleans still exists downtown. The Creoles moved downtown, so to speak, and the Anglo-Saxons moved uptown. I was explaining this the other day. And I think today, if anybody wanted to really see the essential part of New Orleans, they'd have to go downtown, because it's not uptown. Well, there are aspects of it uptown, but the true heart of New Orleans is downtown. Unfortunately, there would be probably very few tourists who would understand or appreciate any of that. Most of them just look at the obvious externals that they can relate to by having seen movies about New Orleans and that sort of thing, most of which is humbug. That's essentially it. Downtown, you'll find nightclubs, you'll find plenty of bars on the corners, plenty of little neighborhood grocery stores. You'll find a sense of community that is much stronger. You'll find many of the old ways that are disappearing, and uptown is becoming more homogenized. It's generally more affluent area. It's generally in an area that has access to mass media much more, and so it's changing much more rapidly.
Is the flavor of downtown being lost more and more?
Oh, gradually, yes, of course, because those people are being influenced by mass media also, but not to the extent that they have been uptown. Also, greater wealth is uptown, and the more wealth you have, the more, well, I wouldn't call it cosmopolitan, because I hardly think the people that live on the lakefront are very cosmopolitan, though they are usually exposed to much more, and they're usually much more trendy in their ways. Uptown is a little bit less trendy, and downtown is probably the least trendy. I guess part of it is that innate Creole conservatism that exists downtown. When I say conservatism, I mean real conservatism, not this political notion of whatever that means in conservative and so on, right wing. I think there's a lot there, but it would take somebody who is fairly sensitive to take you around and show you what is really the heart of New Orleans. The tour guides won't show you, they don't know. The tour buses certainly won't show you. I mean, they're going to show you the lakefront, they're going to show you St. Charles Avenue, Canal Street, they're going to give you a mass of misinformation, and you will go away as ignorant, or more ignorant than you came before, because you'll be filled with misinformation. But there's a lot to the city, and it's, I think, the last unique culture in America, public culture that still exists. But it's going fast. I've seen it in my lifetime, and I'm sure my children will see the very end of it, almost certainly. I'm living in the twilight of it.
Okay, well,
is there a dividing line between Lakeside and Riverside? As Canal Street is the dividing line between uptown and downtown?